Stubby Cree is an all-women's powwow and hand drum group, and they're using their music to heal. For Global News Radio, I'm Taylor Brott. Carol Powder created the group, and they perform multiple times a week. One place they like to perform is at homeless shelters. And while they sing, emotion overflows.
Someone comes up to us and just falls to their knees and starts crying. And they're just holding their hearts or they're holding their head and they're just crying. And to me, like, I feel so sad. But at the same time, I have a kind of a sense of a relief because I know this person is healing. And crying is one of the signs of healing.
Carol has taught her grandchildren how to sing and drum. An 8-year-old Noah usually tags along. When it comes to the stage, he has no fear.
Come on, everyone, get up and dance. Don't be shy tonight. We're standing by.
Through teaching Noah how to sing and drum, she's carried her traditions two generations. And through this, she hopes others will too.
I do it mainly because of our people thinking that we can't continue our culture because we don't know how to speak our language. We don't know how to sing. I'm too afraid to sing, you know, stuff like that. So I just show them that it can be done.
Chubby Cree hopes to inspire women. And Carol says this endeavor was known to her for a very long time.
At 5 years old, my great-grandfather told me, he was 99 years old. He said, you're going to sing in the future. And you're going to help bring back these women to the drum because of the fact that we need them back at the drum in order to heal.
And that's what she's doing with her music.
And when this old man, he came wheeling in a wheelchair. He was sober. He wasn't drinking. He didn't talk one bit, but he held his hand out to me and Noah, and he wanted a hug. So we gave him a hug, and he just burst out in tears crying. He just held his head and cried. I don't expect pay. My payment is to see them healing in some way.
For Global News Radio, I'm Taylor Brott.